Clockwan partners with Tok Chinook Watershed Council for baseline water quality testing and a preview of the Haines Assembly meeting. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Daisha Eaton. Those stories and more up next. The Tok Chinook Watershed Council and the Chilkat Indian Village of Clockwan have been working together to collect baseline water quality data in Glacier Creek and the Klahini River, which flow into the Chilkat River. This project is in response to ongoing mineral exploration in the area and the need to record baseline conditions in the waters before a large-scale mine is developed. Kimberly Strong, tribal president for the Chilkat Indian Village of Clockwan, says ensuring that the Chilkat River, the traditional subsistence fishing grounds for her people, remains pristine is a top priority for her community. That's why Clockwan decided to partner with local conservation organization Tok Chinook Watershed Council to carry out baseline water quality testing.
We felt that there should be some testing done by non-mining interests.
The state of Alaska does not collect baseline water quality data during mineral exploration, nor does the Bureau of Land Management. The Canadian company Constantine Metal Resources has been exploring at the nearby Palmer Project, a potential hard rock underground mine, for years, and is collecting data for its own uses, but treats the information as proprietary and has so far refused to make the data fully available to the public.
We need help with protecting the Chilkat River. And though we've been doing the water testing for the last year and a half, it's still not apparent to everybody who lives in our valley the importance of the Chilkat River as a renewable, sustainable resource.
Derek Poinsett, science director with Tok Chinook Watershed Council, is coordinating the water quality testing partnership with Clockwan's environmental department. The water quality project began in 2016, and a final plan was approved and filed with the EPA by the end of the year. Water quality sampling started at the end of 2017.
The plan now is to try to go out four times a year and to try to get the whole range of weather and flow conditions represented in those samples. And we need to go for 5 years to get a good solid set of data that then would be useful.
Poinsett says that gathering the baseline water quality data now is critical.
Now is the time that we need to be out there getting the information before the impacts get too great.
He says all information will be shared publicly via EPA and DEC online databases. Should industrial development occur, baseline water quality data could be used to set discharge permit limits, provide guidance in monitoring standards and practices, and it would provide a point of reference. The water quality testing will cost around $10,000 per year in lab fees alone. In order to fund the endeavor, Tok Chinook Watershed Council and the Chilkat Indian Village of Clockwan are soliciting donations from the public. The Haines Assembly will take up a resolution that could create a policy for the naming of public places at a regular meeting Tuesday. KHNS's Abby Collins spoke with Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel about the Assembly's agenda and a number of other important meetings happening in the borough this week.
A couple things at the regular assembly meeting that I wanted to bring up. One came up at the last meeting, that is this resolution on a naming thing, a policy for naming things after people.
The policy basically would state that naming places, public places or things after people, you'd require a public vetting or a public hearing, including written documentation to be received. And also, probably the more critical issue would be that a five-year delay for naming somebody after they pass, after their death.
There's also a discussion item on the agenda that has to do with summer tourism and the Chilkoot Corridor.
Tom Morfitt, Assemblymember Morfitt, has asked to put this on the agenda as a discussion item. Actually, he would like to see a resolution, and I expect Mr. Morfitt to actually make a motion to make a determination for a moratorium on issuing permits in the Chilkoot River Corridor. The superintendent of parks will be here in Haines to discuss with us many issues in the parks, but one of them being the Chilkoot Corridor.
A couple Heliski-related issues came up in your manager report as the season is apparently winding down.
Yes, the weather has not been, the weather's been brutal to the Heliski industry this year, yes.
We've also been trying to get this new group together to work through map changes.
Right. And we do have a group that has representatives from CLEC-1, from LCC, from ADFNG, from the industry itself, and from neighborhoods and other tour operators. But then our facilitator fell apart. So there is an agreement among people that they would be willing to meet, you know, preliminarily to determine whether or not we've got areas of agreement that maybe we can move forward without needing a professional facilitator.
We recently had a new fire chief elected.
Yes, Al Giddings, who has been, he was a fire chief in ADAC for many, many years. He was also a fireman in Los Angeles. So he has had a very varied career in firefighting. And I think that everybody's very pleased that he had been elected to the fire department.
Beyond Tuesday's regular assembly meeting, there's, as we've mentioned, a lot of other things going on.
Right.
Prior to that assembly meeting, there'll be a budget committee.
Right.
Meeting.
Budget committee. And we're going through Fund 01. Fund 01 is basically public works in the town site, policing in the town site, and canine control in the town site. It's those three things.
Thursday is a big one.
With the university timber sale. Mm-hmm. Then they will be here. That will be here at the Chilkat Center. I would like to say that there's a couple of documents that have been published. The HEDC, Haines Economic Development Corporation, has published what we call a scoping document. It provides a framework for a discussion of what questions need to be asked, what answers should we have to mitigate maybe some of the more negative aspects of the proposal, or to maybe help to increase the benefit to the community locally. You know, how will we deal with the workforce? How will we deal with the transition after 10 years and the timber harvest is over? Are there other alternatives, et cetera, et cetera? Also, I want to mention that the McDowell Group Baseline Economic Study Draft, I want to emphasize that it's a draft, that will be discussed at a public meeting on Monday night in Haines, and then they're taking it to Mosquito Lake on Tuesday night.
That was KHNS's Abby Collins speaking with Haynesboro manager Deborah Schnabel. The assembly meets Tuesday. You can listen live through a link on our website at khns.org. For KHNS News, I'm Daisha Eaton. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Thanks for listening this evening.